Today's episode is very, very special. I have a guest come on to the podcast to have a little conversation about his life, his upbringing, some of the things he went through. A lot of this would not be normal stuff that the average person, the average American especially, would hear or go through or see and experience in real life. It's pretty deep, kind of graphic, but you know what? It's really good, and I feel like we could all benefit from hearing this perspective. I definitely enjoyed it. It was a very good time, and it kind of opened my eyes to make me more grateful for what we have here. And I hope it does the same for you. So let's hop into it. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. How you doing? I appreciate you coming through.
Oh yeah, heck dude. I'm just, this is gonna be a good one because, all right, for those of you who don't know, Otis is originally from Bosnia, correct?
Correct, yeah, I am Bosnian national, but I was born in Yugoslavia. Bosnia was part of the Yugoslavia before war.
Okay.
Before 1990, so yeah.
What happened in 1990?
Well, you know, a fortunate thing happened. Well, you know, after president died, Tito, president of Yugoslavia.
Okay.
You know, there was a lot of tension for nationalism.
Was he good or bad?
I don't remember too much.
So you're young.
You know, I probably lived like 5-6 years, and I went through like a first grade during that era, during the socialism part.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember being bad. I mean, it was good. We had freedom, but you know, after he died, there was a lot of tension for nationalism for all the other republics.
Oh.
And, you know, that's kind of when war broke out. Everybody wanted to get their own independence. So,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Bosnia was one of the smallest republics that took the most casualties and a lot of losses during the war.
Wow.
But, you know, as a result, that's why I'm here. That's why every Bosnian, pretty much, you see in the United States, came as refugees.
Gotcha. Now, when did you move to America?
In the United States, I arrived, we celebrated 2001, so like November 2000.
Snap, so you were, but you were in Bosnia up until, I mean, you grew up, you were an adult there.
Yeah, I grew up in Bosnia, man. I went through the whole war, survived the terrible, terrible times in our lives, and you know.
Are we talking like... I mean, when you say y'all are in war, do you mean like, are we talking about, you know, like what you see in the movies where like in your city, like your house, like you're threatened for your life. Like you don't know like how it's going to go. You know, you're like, people are just going crazy. There's bombs going off, like airplanes flying over your head, like that type of thing.
Type of thing.
So not like, you know, when my dad went to war, it was, all right, son, I'm leaving, you know, I'm going across the... cross the ocean, gonna go fight, and mm-hmm. the livelihood mm-hmm. of something, I was mm-hmm. not in danger, mm-hmm. I was not scared mm-hmm. for my life at all. So it was mm-hmm. not like that for you, mm-hmm. right?
No. For me, it was, imagine yourself being in first grade, and your teacher comes in saying, hey, there's a war going on, you have to go, you guys have to go home, we do not know when you're gonna return. When you leave the school, and that's probably last time that you step your foot in the actual school for next 3-4 years.
Wow.
Like there was a basements, there were like abandoned factories type of school things.
Snap.
Right. But, and then daily, I'm talking about daily, any point there could be bomb dropped. I witnessed it. I saw it. I remember running and hiding underneath the trees where bombs being dropped and you know, in our neighborhoods and stuff like that.
From planes.
From planes. And I'm talking about grenades and stuff like that. I mean, it's, and then you have to run in the forest, hide in the caves and stuff, things of that nature. And like all the way towards the end, when we were actually protected enclave by United Nations.
Okay.
And you know, it was type of thing where like, yeah, you're gonna surrender your weapons, we're gonna protect you, but yet what they didn't, we were basically sold out.
Oh
Okay. We were sold out that we surrendered our weapons. We were sold out. Then enemy came in and they were just like having fun. They went downtown. They were killing anybody. I mean, city of Srebrenica, which is neighboring city where I grew up in, and anybody can look this up, Srebrenica genocide. I mean, it's over 8,000 boys and men were massacred in one day in wow. July of 1995. And, wow. you know, so a lot of people don't know that because, oh, it's Europe in 20th century at the time. That doesn't happen, but it happened. So just
one of the things you were sold out and then you were now theirs, but they didn't value you as much as y'all valued yourself. So when it came to like being attacked, they weren't doing everything they could to protect you or what?
Pretty much. It was so much misunderstanding. United Nations did a terrible, terrible job. They were pressured by the enemy, by the Serb army at the time. Mm-hmm. Serbia was one of the republics, and the Republic of Srpska, so-called. Their army, these United Nations soldiers allowed them to pressure them to kind of just do what they want them to do, even though they're supposed to be protecting us. Right. And, you know,
so they were influenced by, they were being influenced by those guys and kind of,
you know, it was so much miscommunication. I mean, they were afraid probably as well, because NATO didn't do what they're supposed to do, you know, to bomb, you know, those enemy lines, to scare them, to push them away. But it was already too late because so many casualties took place, man. And I mean, anybody, like I said, anybody can take a look at this, like Srebrenica genocide, and see for themselves. But that's how war for me. I mean, talking about, you don't know where your father is. I mean, you know, you've been thrown in the back of the 18-wheelers and transported to free territory. We didn't know where my father was. It was my mother and myself and my older sister who had a baby at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was just terrible times, man. I mean, walking and being snatched out of your mother and put a knife under your neck and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to cut this throat if you don't give me your money, your gold, whatever money you have.
Wow.
I mean, and this is a true story that happened to me. It's been written in all the newspapers in Bosnia. So I remember really, really like it was just today. So, you know, it was not one of those wars like, hey, you know, I'll go to war. But
yeah,
no, this
I'll be back.
Imagine this town say, look, it's war. You closed in, you know, 4 or 5 years, no access, no food, no electricity, no medicine.
Y'all didn't have any of that?
None of that. Like,
are
nothing.
You serious?
Absolutely, man. Only type of food that we were given when would allowed us to receive some kind of from like Red Cross stuff like that. It would come in the trucks, like just basic, like flour, oil, sugar, salt. I'm talking about like that, just something to survive. And later on, they would throw the stuff with parachutes from airplanes.
Hmm.
Like you,
Red Cross,
Red Cross, United Nations, like, you know, they would help us like bring in the food. And the type of food we were getting, if you ever seen like a soldiers, when the soldiers eat these little brown bags of like ready to eat meals, that's what kind of food we were getting. That's what we were living off of.
So you didn't have meals, you didn't have, like, you were talking, your rations.
No,
like,
man. I mean, you know, a lot of people, teachers, doctors, engineers, they went and started, like, farming because that's the only source that you could have.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah,
so you were, I mean, that's the thing is, so your whole childhood, you know, I'm going to go a different route, though. One thing I really like is you can take two different sides when you go the whole, like, having a harsh upbringing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go the route where you have a harsh upbringing, and then you just go into this downward spiral and, like, make excuses to why, like, you're not doing good in life, or, like, oh, you didn't, you weren't set up for success, or we were in war, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Or you go the route you're going, which is, like, who gives a crap about how I was brought up?
Yeah.
Like, that made me stronger. Like, that put tough skin on me, and, like, you're out here freaking dominating in America now, right?
Yeah, man.
Talk like trying to make something of yourself.
I'm a firm believer that, you know, kings are made, no born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had, if I wanted to have excuses, I could.
All
excuses.
You have a ton of excuses.
See, my parents, we all came at the same time here. after 7 years, I left back. They went back, mm-hmm. and I stayed here. I was junior in college.
So your parents came here too.
Yeah, they stayed, and then you know when situation got better home, we never got chance to go back home where we come from.
Oh,
they went back to Bosnia, not where we actually come from, because everything is gone.
Is it?
It's burned. It's dust. Like you will never recognize their neighbors.
Explosions just.
Yeah, man, burned.
Wow.
Torn everything. Yeah.
Wow.
So I stayed here, and then I had a choice. I could go be statistic. I could go work in some factory
right.
and earn whatever money, or I could just not work and try to find a criminal route. I don't know.
Right.
Just go up there and do something that
sell
is not
drugs.
But exactly. And instead, you know, I decided to go back to school. I did not like school.
Okay.
I did not like school. But I knew this. I mean, for me, school is important because, you know, it teaches you certain things, discipline, and also it's a great, great thing. Like, it's just showing that you're capable of receiving and holding information and applying things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what school, all this, calculus, this and that, left and right.
Oof.
That's what it teaches you. It teaches you. I really didn't like school. But I knew, I was like, you know what? You know, there's a great quote. They say, you know, fathers send their sons or daughters to school either because they went or because they didn't. Either way, they send them to school.
Mm.
So, and I was working at that, you know, I wanted to go and, you know, work in banking industry. And I knew nobody want to have a CEO without a college degree. So
right.
I knew, like,
right.
I want to get my degree. So I went and got
got
my bachelor's degree in business from Catawba College. And then I got into banking, and you know that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
So,
you know?
So it's one of them things where you don't really love school, but you want to work, you want to be the guy in the corporate realm. You know, you want to work yourself up
right.
to in the banking world,
right.
and in that industry, as much as we would like to, you know, argue it, it's.
Yeah.
They value degrees, yes. right?
They value degrees, unless you're Gary Vee and you just go and do your own thing. And
right.
I admire individuals like that. And I never
mm-hmm.
know where this road is going to take me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if I am able to, you know, handle myself in
mm-hmm.
rooms with other executives or like
right.
managers or,
right.
or president or whatever the case might be of
mm-hmm.
these individuals that you're sitting with, that means I can do that on my own too. So I want to learn as much as I can about real world and, you know, just whatever this road takes me. You know, I have things in mind that I want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the dream, as you can see on that board right,
right.
there. I'm writing a lot of things down in these
right,
books.
Right, guys, he's got this whiteboard up in his house. You know, something cool is, all right, so I walk into Aldis's apartment, right? This dude literally, on purpose, doesn't have internet. Doesn't have a TV, doesn't have like anything, just his phone, but he has notebooks, pens, paper, boards up on the wall. And that made a statement. I didn't say anything about it until we talked about it, but that resonated with me because he was talking about how like you like to disconnect, right?
Yeah, man, you have to disconnect sometimes.
And so I came in here and like this is his home is where he disconnects from the world and like spends that time to, you know, I guess, you know, like kind of come to yourself, like
yeah, man,
spend time meditating.
You have
like,
to, man. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to calibrate. Think about it. We go, 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 go. I have this rule. When I walk in here, this everything stays back.
Right.
I relax before 30 minutes before sleep. I don't touch my phone.
Right.
30 minutes before waking up, I don't touch my after waking up, I don't touch my phone, because you have to. We are human beings and we live in this world where there's so much technology. If you think about the last 100 years, we progressed so much. We are not capable of that. That's why so much stress, depression, and people like don't sleep.
Right.
They live off of whatever,
sleep,
whatever.
Bro.
Right. I'm telling you, man, you have to get that.
That's something that fricks with me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I am on the other side of this in
yeah.
terms of like, I'm the one, and I'm going to be transparent. I'm the one that gets up in the morning and starts replying to my DMs. Like, that's what I, and it's not good.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that, like, you know, when I was like freaking 8 or something, yeah, I might have played some video games, but I was relaxing, like playing Legos or like doing something like that before I went to bed, not like on a screen, you know. I love technology. I just...
Absolutely, man. It's the way to go. I love technology too. This is the future. Technology is the future. But again, think about you, a human being, human animal, however you want to call yourself. Right. And we were not born with these things. So you have to understand your biology as well.
Right.
Because in order to function, you know...
Just like your toes you're talking about.
Just like my toes, man.
Explain that. They're like, what the freak? What do you mean your toes?
Toes, man.
You were born with wide toes.
Javen was inquiring about my yoga toes. Yeah, yoga toes. I mean, we were not born with our shoes on.
Right.
And we stick our feet in these tight, tight, narrow shoes, especially women. Bro, it creates so many problems for you. Your knees, your back, your shoulders... Everything
all
is affected.
All from the toes.
All from your feet and your toes and everything like that, man. Mm. I would advise anybody as much as you can, walk around the house barefoot. Go run barefoot, and I do often. When you go on the beach.
Run barefoot?
Run barefoot. Walk barefoot. Get yourself some yoga toes. Put them on by you in the house. I'm telling you, you will start noticing difference. Because every nerve that is connected with your toes and your sciatic nerve.
There
and
is
everything
a lot
like that.
Of science.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Gosh. That's what I'm telling you. Like, like you need to understand your biology in order to function. Like, you know, because at the end, we are evolving. I don't know which year they say, but a certain year we're gonna lose our earlobes. We don't need them. They say we're going to lose our... small toe and so forth because you might be involved.
That's true.
So,
like everybody's little, like it's coming just a little numb.
Yeah. It's just sitting there, like it's just sitting there doing
because
nothing.
The yoga toes though is if you look at Otis's, this is weird, but when you look at Otis's toes, they literally like
fingers.
They're like fingers and they sprawl out. So like there is width between each toe. Whereas, like, most people's toes are just kind of, like, kind of touching one another.
Yeah.
His are like a freaking giant duck glove or something. I don't know, but...
Because they're tools.
Right.
As, like, think about this, man. Like, we wouldn't be here if our ancestors weren't adaptive to this outside. Like, they use their toes as a tool to climb, and we don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's handicap us.
Yeah. But that's... I mean, We originally, now this is one thing I wonder about is, we're, obviously, you know, God knows the quote unquote like destiny of everything.
Right.
But one thing I think about is he placed us here with, and this is like this is controversial because he placed us here without any of that, without technology.
Yeah.
We were pure, just, it was us. It was just humans. There wasn't all this stuff. But He placed inside of us the ability and the knowledge and the mind to create technology.
Indeed. Yep.
And I feel like there's a lot of pushback between like, oh, well, we weren't born with that. That's not, we've progressed like too much and we're not supposed to be evolving like this. But at the same time, it's like, where did we get the ideas, the creativity, the ability, the knowledge to create technology and progress, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, Jamin. And you know, people gonna say, well, you know what, we progress without our, I don't know, axe. Sure, we did, but how was life? You didn't know how to build the shed or whatnot to survive. Life was tough, you know, because you didn't know how to find metal and eventually so forth. This is good. Technology is great, man. But, you know, as I was saying, just because we are human, you got to take care of yourself because you want to go to sleep. You want to get that rest in order to function in your internal organs and, you know, take care of your appearances. And I know you work out. You're very active. I know that. But you know, you just balance is the key. Anybody gonna tell you that? I mean, you require sleep. You just can't go on and on.
Physical balance and mental balance.
Balance, man. It's everything is a balance in the universe. Right. If you look, everything is made half-half. Like you tell us, like it's perfect half. Everything kind of we make. It's there's all the half to it.
There's
it's balance.
Proportions. Yes, it's in sync. I like that. That's true. And I don't have good balance. Like physically or mentally, I just don't. One thing next year I'm gonna try to do is spend more time doing what I did in the previous years. So this has been an awesome year for me.
Yes.
But I credit a lot of how awesome and how much growth and progress I've made this year because of the things I did like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
which was reading a lot, taking time for myself, meditating, doing like affirmations, putting down my technology, like being more grounded. I did that, you know, 2014, 15, 16, 17. That, and then this year it was like, all that was like, I had built that all up in me, and this year just been a year of execution. But what I've messed up on is I haven't implemented those things this year. I've just been putting out and going and like, and not refueling slash consuming and like you've been talking about. And so that's one thing is going into 2019, even before then, because I hate the whole thing of like, hey, you have, all right, in the new year, I'm going to start doing my New Year's resolutions. Like, who, you don't need to wait till next year.
Like why are you focusing on New Year's resolution now, but yet there's so much junk that you didn't accomplish this year? Like, put in a fifth gear, man. Like, get this year out of the way and accomplish what you didn't accomplish yet.
Right.
And New Year can be tomorrow. Like, you same thing with the people. Sometimes I talk about people, like, you know, in the middle of the week. And this was me in the past, too, sometimes. Like, it's Thursday, and we're talking about, yeah, you know, this and that. We're going to do workout, and all right, no problem. You know what? Monday, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it Monday.
Monday, I'm cleaning up my
And it's
diet.
Always like on Monday. Everybody doing something on Monday. Like, if you're really serious, all right, drop everything and start tomorrow.
No, it's like, no, but the weekend, but no.
That's when you're not serious. Like, you don't really mean, like, you know.
Bro, I hear that. I hear, especially the Monday thing. Gosh. No, I love Mondays, but I think, okay, once you're out of, I feel like school and a normal job has a lot to do with the whole, like, stigma of Mondays versus Fridays thing. You know what I mean?
For me.
And this is not like, I'm not piggybacking off of Gary Vee, because I know Gary Vee talks a lot about this. Literally, there is no difference between a Wednesday afternoon and a Monday afternoon, or a Friday afternoon and a, you know what I'm saying?
For me, when I was younger, I always would have like a, like, you know, Saturday, Sunday, gray, boom, 4 o'clock hits of like Monday blues.
Really?
4 o'clock Sunday. Really? Like, when I was younger, you know,
okay.
I'm like, and I was like, man, why? And this is why, man. Because people don't love what they do. They procrastinate.
Right.
They don't love what they do, and they don't want to go to Monday, and they have these Monday blues.
Yeah.
And it's so true. And I
love what I do. You love what you do.
Right.
Right.
Right. So that's why the Monday blues, like, just a myth. It went away.
It's mindset.
Because, yeah, man, make your Monday Saturday night, you know, whatever you need to do. Or, like, it's a proven fact that 80% of heart attacks in the United States happens on Monday morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Like, that's facts.
Yeah, it's fact. That's a fact. 80% or something like that. You know,
a lot of people have heart attacks on Mondays.
A lot of people have heart attacks on Monday mornings because they hate what they do, man.
Wow.
Because they just do it for money.
Mm.
And, you know, it's sad, but it's true.
I would rather make 50 grand and, like, I would rather, okay, doing this right, like, what we're doing right now, I would drive the lamest car and, like, live in a freaking tiny little apartment and, like, not have anything. If I'm happy, because I'm happy right now, versus, like, making a bunch of money and then having to, have to work.
Yeah.
And do what I don't like to pay for the stuff that I don't have that I think is going to make me happy, you know?
Yeah, because when I came to this country, I came with mentality, you know, like, you have to position yourself right. You have to position yourself. You have to make money. You have to, man. And I'm telling you, past 6 years, I progressed. And in fact, I was talking to someone about this last night. I progressed more than some people do in 10 years. Like, when I compare people in the same field, in the same position that I'm in, it took them on average about 10 years to get where they're at. Like, for me, it took like between 5 to 6 years.
Now, how long have you been in the industry, the banking industry?
About 6 years. February is going to be like 6 years.
So you literally jumped straight in 6 years ago, and you're already...
I advanced so much. Holy I just because of, you know, I don't want to say where I work.
Yeah.
You know, just because of, you know.
And guys, for those of you don't know, Otis, you're the branch manager.
Yeah.
Of several different Wells Fargos in our area, right?
Well, not several. Not several. One particular branch,
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So do you, are you, oh, no, no. So you're saying you want to get to the point where you're managing
multiple. Right. Gotcha. Because that's you always want to, listen, man, you always want to progress. You mm-hmm. always want to, you know, anytime you work somewhere and you want to go the higher distance, go to work with the mindset that you are in a job or position that you are, that you not, but you want to be in. Just go in there and say, all right, for instance, I'm a clerk at this retail store. Well, right. Go in there like you're a store manager. Just right. Go in there with that mentality. Tell yourself that's mm-hmm. what you are and go in there and work like hard. It's going to happen.
Mm.
You got to speak things to existence. You got to attract it. You got to pull that yeah. thing how in the universe.
How do you like feel about law of attraction, speaking things?
Oh, man, existence? I love law of attraction. Because regardless of your religious beliefs, law of attraction, it works, man. Because there's such a thing as an ether. Like, you know, it's just like it's in this universe and everybody got access to it. You just got to have the mentality to pluck yourself in, just like a Wi-Fi. You pluck yourself in.
Right.
And if you don't, you can't attract none of these things. Of course, you got to get these affirmations that, you know, speak things in existence and get yourself a reminder that you read every day and remind yourself of those things and plant mm-hmm. these seeds. But mm-hmm. you have to do work, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just sit there and say, oh, I want this, I'm having it, but you don't do
I'm
going to
be successful.
I'm going to be successful, but yet I'm just going to sit on the couch
watch
and do
Netflix,
nothing.
Watch Netflix.
Yeah, man, law of attraction, it's real. It works. Only if you work.
It works only if you work.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you work.
I mean, I've seen it come true in my life. But the thing is like, I usually don't recognize, and this is something about, like, especially with God, is like when your faith's being built, your faith isn't built, like your confidence in something like mm-hmm. that is not built until you look back. So, mm-hmm. for example, with the law of attraction, you know, okay, if I believe enough in it to start doing it, you know, a couple years ago, I started speaking some things into existence and, like, setting my mind on that. Well, I didn't see it happening in the moment. I didn't see it. Yeah. But now, when I look back and I look and I reflect, and that's one thing I talk about on my Instagram. Follow me at Jaben Sarnes on Instagram. on my Instagram, I was talking about how, like, you know, I was reflecting a lot. And that's when you see all the growth and all the development and all that. That's when your faith and confidence is built in God, in the law of attraction, mm-hmm. and these different things is you can pinpoint, mm-hmm. oh, well, holy crap, well, look what's happened in the last mm-hmm. 6 months. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like I have a list that I wrote. I have a list that I wrote about. And on this list, about 75% ooh. Things came to life.
Are you serious?
I mean, think 3 times a day, and about 75% things on day that I wrote, wow. it came to life.
Wow. That's awesome, dude.
It works.
That's
I'm telling
awesome.
You.
Everybody go make a law of attraction list right now.
Before then you leave, I'll show you my bedroom. There's a posters on the ceiling. There are posters in the bathroom. There's posters on the wall.
Really?
There's a poster right above that board.
All affirmation? Or is
yeah,
it all
affirmation? Affirmation, things, words of encouragement to yourself.
Wow, man. I love that. I freaking love that. Yeah. You know, I'm going to... Hey, Alexa, set a daily reminder to love yourself. I have on my Alexa, though. That's what I love about freaking voice is my ex-girlfriend got me a Amazon Alexa Echo when it first came out. It was mm-hmm. just brand new, so there wasn't a ton of functionality with it. I've had it ever since. And, like, I love getting up in the morning, and I'm starting to add skills to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just be like, you know, hey, Alexa, start my morning. And then it'll like, it can pull a freaking blurb from Gary Vee or, like, start playing some music or, like, start some type of, like, positive, like, mm-hmm. mindset thing, mm-hmm. like, or tell
yeah,
me the weather. And
go.
I don't know, like, I love getting up. And I know a lot of people think it's cliche to, like, the whole trend of, like, positivity and mindset, but it's cliche because it's true.
It takes less energy than being grumpy when you wake up in
oh
the morning.
Oh my gosh, yes, dude.
Like how many, like, when you walk in the office or when you walk in somewhere and you grumpy, like, What kind of energy were you bringing in there?
Like, I hate grumpy people, dude.
Right? It makes no sense, you know. Like, well, I'm not a morning person. Go to sleep on time, wake up on time. You will be morning person right. as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's just because you didn't sleep enough, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you hate getting up at 6, that's because you're tired and didn't go to bed till 1.
And not just that, Jay, but quality of sleep. I don't necessarily sleep 8 hours.
Okay.
But the quality, the depth, how much deep sleep that you get, that's what counts. You can be laying in bed for 12 hours, but you probably slept 6 out of the 12. So, you know, it's just like...
What's some practical advice on how to get quality sleep?
That's what I was telling you. 30 minutes before bed, no phone,
okay.
put it away from you, no social media, mm-hmm. and let your brain go down. If you get that phone and you're sitting there and you're like playing with it, you're mm-hmm. continuously being stimulated, and you put that phone, you kind of fell asleep, and your brain is probably going to stimulate itself next 2-3 hours.
Really? Because of, yeah.
Because right, of because you never gave it a chance to cool off and mm-hmm. then go to sleep.
And then you get right back up. And then you do
and
it
then
again.
You do it again.
AKA me.
And you know what?
Listen, yeah, I'm going to start doing this. Screw the whole New Year's thing. I'm giving you a visual. I'm giving you a fist bump right now. Tonight, 30 minutes before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm putting away my phone.
Yeah, put it, you know, handle your business, what you have to handle, and put it away.
Reply to my DMs early.
Yeah. You know, put it away and go to bed and wake up in the morning. Give yourself enough time to do what human beings are supposed to do. Because we tempting, man. You get on Instagram, you see that story, then they're like, oh man, it's 30 minutes past already. Like, I need to get up.
Yep.
You know, and then you might have a good morning. But then you see your friend, he's in Bahamas, man, chilling, relaxed. Like, man, I wish if I was there. And now you feel bad about yourself.
Now you're starting to look at your life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For no reason.
No, I personally say, I used to. I hate like comparing and stuff. Luckily, I've been able to overcome that. So like, I can sit. I'll be sitting at, I don't know, work or wherever, and sitting in line somewhere and scroll, and I'm doing my thing, and I see somebody in the Bahamas, or and I'm like, cool, like it doesn't affect me anymore.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
For the majority of people, I literally, like, I'll be sitting next to my friends and they're scrolling and they're like, man, that's I wish I was grumpy, like freaking Scrooge. I'm like, dude, like, who, be happy for him, but like, who cares? Like, don't let that affect.
Make that your goal. Make that your next month goal, and
go
take a trip yourself.
That is my goal.
If that affects you, you know.
Shoot, hey, Otis and I, we're gonna try to go to Bosnia sometime.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I told you, you got a place to stay, man. It's a lovely country. It's a small country. People are super friendly. Cheap, great food.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Good, because I tell you what, man. Go to New York, it ain't cheap there.
Yeah, well, hey, I know you've been doing a lot of traveling, man, and
affirmations.
Yeah, affirmations.
I literally at the beginning, I mean, I still do, like, at the beginning of the year, I'll be like, all right, so this year I want to do this business. Well, at the beginning of the year, I was like, I want to travel more. And now that was my thing. And then literally the first 6 months, I went absolutely nowhere. Like, I mean, in China Grove, North Carolina, Concord, that was it. Concord, Salisbury, China Grove. I was in my little town. And then from like June or July on, I've traveled more in that time span than I have the rest of my entire life combined. Like, bro, that's freaking, I don't know. That makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah. You just, like I say, make yourself a goal and act on it, execute it. Move forward. We all have dilemmas and things and life problems and you know, bills to pay, things to do, you know, whatever your obstacles are. But if there's something that you want to do, it just do it, you know.
Just do it.
Not the copyright Nike over here, but just do it. Absolutely.
I freaking like that, Oz.
Yeah, man.
So what's okay? You know, hopefully we've given you given everyone that's listening a taste of your life, like your upbringing, what you're about, who you are. So what's one thing that you would want to convey to my people, right? Because this podcast, and for everyone listening, I don't want this podcast, the Thrive Daily Podcast, to be about me or just me talking, mm-hmm. right? And I'm actually, I've noticed the first episodes, it was kind of me focused.
Yeah.
Now it's conversation and me just trying to put value into mm-hmm. the ears of others.
Right, right.
From multiple perspectives. Right. So for you, what is one thing that, what's the most valuable thing that you could try to convey to my people that they could take away from you and your experiences and your walk of life that they can use in their life?
Be grateful.
Gratitude.
That's a big one. Be grateful. Take care of yourself and people around you.
And people around you.
Absolutely. And people around you. And don't pay attention what naysayers say. If there's something that you want to do, go ahead and do it.
Right.
And you have all the tools. You, my friends, won the ultimate jackpot to be born now and to be born and living in the United States. If you are in the United States, you won the ultimate jackpot. That's it. You have a jackpot. Remember that.
I like that, man. Hey, be grateful. All right. Freaking take care of yourself and the people around you. And don't listen to the naysayers. If you live in America, you hit the jackpot. If you're not living in America, hey, thumbs up to you. No excuses, right? I mean,
no excuses.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, right? That's probably a good way. If you're listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. if you have access to resources to actually consume this,
yep.
you're better off than the rest of the world. So.
Absolutely. You are gifted and grateful.
Well, this has been really freaking awesome, Audis. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
We'll have to have you on again.
Yeah.
And maybe, hey, if in 2019, maybe if we go to Bosnia,
yeah.
we'll definitely do some stuff
Sit
there.
Down in downtown and just have it just like this.
Oh, yes. Have some background going.
Yeah,
I'd love
man.
It.
Absolutely.
Eat some food, drink some coffee. It'll be good.
Absolutely.
Hope you guys have an awesome day, awesome night. If you're listening to this in the car, on your phone, if you have the ability, take a second, stop, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Audis, plug your Instagram. What you got?
Iron Ziga.
Iron Ziga.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
IRONZIGA.
On Instagram. Yep. Go add him. Go add me. If you enjoyed the podcast, screenshot it, tag us. We will repost it. I promise.
Absolutely.
It means the world to me that you're taking the time to consume this content. Love y'all. Hope you have an awesome day, awesome night, wherever you are. Keep grounded 24/7, 365, no sleep. But get your sleep because it's really, really important, right, honestly?
Really important.
Thrive daily. Peace out.